free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site. They're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Got a pretty disturbing story coming up here. Allie is going to share with us about a porn producer, a fetish porn producer, who is currently facing some jail time over making movies. We'll explain that here in a moment. We had a gentleman who was on hold in the last hour. He dropped off the line and was willing to continue the discussion about depression. He had called in with a bit of frustration in that he felt that we weren't treating the topic, which he ostensibly suffers from depression, like real chemical depression, where he says that there's a chemical shortage of serotonin in his brain and he needs pills to make up that difference. And when we were discussing depression in the last hour, of course, we're not experts. We're just talk show hosts. And
we can only believe the experts. And we did talk about we started the conversation about this is an interesting conversation on authority. And by authority, I mean experts, not, the people that claim to be in charge. And, who believes what and how you believe it. You never know who to believe. There's so much information out there on the internet. This lady thought the best way to live her life was to believe some Indian guru who said that you could live on sunlight and you didn't need water or food. This advice killed her.
Which is really kind of crazy that he's Indian, considering India is one of those places where there's lots of starving people. And I don't know, it just seems like he should know better.
Sounds like shtick to sell whatever it is that he's selling to me.
So getting back to the issue of depression, the gentleman who called in, he said that he'd come down with this severe depression after being in the military. Was it Afghanistan, he said? That he was
I can't remember.
I think he said Iraq.
Iraq. Either way, he was in it sounded like a combat zone kind of situation. And so I would have loved to have had him stay through the news, because what I wanted to know is, I could imply it from what he said that, or infer. I could infer it from what he said, that prior to being in the military, he didn't have this problem. So it must have generated from something. And then, Mark, you suggested maybe MDMA as a possible solution.
They've done some tests on it, studies on it.
Early studies, early results with relatively small sample sizes have shown that people taking one dose of MDMA in a clinical setting can, with a clinical psychiatrist there, or psychologist, one or the other. Psychiatrist prescribes medication, right? So a psychologist might help you work through your problems by talking to you about it.
Yep.
Anyway, they took MDMA with some therapy and were able to defeat post-traumatic stress disorder. They were able to defeat PTSD.
Sometimes in just one dose.
In one dose, after none of the typical traditional allopathic medicine styles of treatment for PTSD were effective. So this was the last resort, the taking of MDMA, which, by the way, is the shorthand scientific version of ecstasy. Ecstasy is the street name for MDMA.
Well, but ecstasy can be a variety of different things.
It can be. So MDMA is what ecstasy is supposed to be. Ecstasy is not sold necessarily as MDMA on the street. It's just sold as ecstasy, and it could be who knows what. But my point being, that's what it's supposed to be, is MDMA. And so maybe that, maybe MDMA could help solve a lot of these people with depression. Maybe, maybe taking MDMA could help people with depression on a more permanent basis, more so than the idea of getting on some sort of pill that's going to...
Of course, it is a pill.
It is a pill, but if you can do it in one dose, that's a lot better than getting on a pill for the rest of your life, right?
Agreed.
Like if you could take one pill and actually beat depression or PTSD or something like that, as opposed to getting on some crazy pill regimen where you're taking pills every single day when you wake up and go to sleep or whatever the requirement might be at who knows what level of insane cost, let alone the actual physical effects of taking pills like that. The actual cost of taking the pills is a whole other factor. If something like that would exist, it would be immensely popular.
So sure. I thought he brought up a great point about are chemical imbalances in the brain due to just something that you're born with, or is it something that can occur from, whatever trauma? That's not what he said, but that's sort of how I interpreted it, that can this just occur from events in your life, or is this just something that some people just have? And I wonder what you guys thought.
I think that it's clear that some events can cause, cause you to go into depression. I mean, but I think that some people are more prone to it than others.
We'd love to have your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever been diagnosed as depressed and managed to beat the depression without the use of prescription pills? Were you able to get through it by changing the way you think or the way you behave? Or
I have a good friend who just decided to take control of her life and stop taking the pills. I mean, she was on the pills for years and just decided to stop taking them. Years.
Did she wean off? Because I've heard if you just stop, then you could, like, kill yourself.
It depends on the type of pills. There are different types of pills out there. She wasn't taking some of the very worst of them, as I understand.
I see. And so she did wean off and was, I mean, how did she change her life? What did she do? Were there positive affirmations? Did she
exercise? Getting a relationship, getting the things that she wanted, as opposed to, you know, lying around and bemoaning the fact that she didn't have them.
So it was a behavior change which got her out of the depression.
Yep. I mean, you know, she took some self-empowerment classes and those kind of things. You know, she found whatever it was that, allowed her to move on.
We'd love to hear your thoughts, your stories, your advice, suggestions, critique. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, there's apparently these obscenity prosecutions, which we'd heard before that these were done for. Like, oh, the Obama administration, they're not going to be doing these obscenity prosecutions anymore. But apparently that's not true, because somebody was he convicted?
Yes, convicted of federal obscenity charges.
So apparently it's still going on. Mm. Maybe he was originally charged back during the Bush administration, but I'm sure Ali's going to tell us a little bit more. Either way, if Obama actually cared about free speech on the Internet or any free speech at all, then they would have dropped these charges. So clearly Obama is just yet another extension of George Bush.
And as a reminder, free speech means free speech for unpopular speech.
That's the point.
Because you don't need free speech for popular speech.
Obviously, people support popular speech. In fact, that was the original intentions behind the First Amendment, was to protect those who would be critical of what is popular, was to protect those who, and because that's really important. You don't want to shut down the unpopular speech. If you don't like it, then speak out against it. Usually the best way to handle unpopular speech is with more speech. But what is the story here, Allie, and where's it from?
This is from LATimes.com, the blog section. 5 years after he was first indicted and after two prosecutions ended in mistrials, a Los Angeles-based maker and distributor of niche fetish films was convicted Friday of federal obscenity charges.
Hold on. So two times mistrials.
Right.
Now, these things take time, right? So 5 years was the whole time since he's been indicted. Two times mistrials. So, right. So initially Bush era, but then probably after the first or second mistrial, probably Obama.
Yeah, they have the option of whether or not to continue on with messing with the guy.
Right, so they tried him a third time. After two mistrials, they kept going. So anybody who's out there saying, oh, Obama cares more about porn, porn freedom, not true. Anyway, go ahead.
Ira Isaacs, who produced, sold, and sometimes acted in films involving scatology and bestiality.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Was convicted on all five counts of selling and distributing obscene material surrounding four films he sold through a website he advertised as, quote, the web's largest fetish VHS DVD superstore.
Well, at least he gave you a warning.
The seven-woman, five-man panel deliberated for less than...
Hold on a second. If what you're looking for is scatology and bestiality, you probably don't need to be warned. And if you come across a website that is based on that, it's going to be pretty obvious. I don't think anybody's going to accidentally order a film that has to do with scatology or bestiality and then be surprised when they put it in their DVD player.
Seems they think maybe they're hunters and they're talking about scat, like searching for animals. Beasts? Scat? Hunters?
I don't think they're going to show. Well, I guess it is an animal website, so I suppose I could be confused. I'd like to see the site.
I don't know what to think about it at all.
What was his name again?
I don't think you'd like to see
Ira.
The site. Ira Isaacs.
Ira Isaacs. We're going to hear more about his case and what's he facing as far as jail time. I mean, this is pretty serious. Federal obscenity charges. They've put Max Hardcore in jail for this. It's not the first time they've done this. More on the way here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features that you'll find there are completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark. And some of the features you'll find on the site include archives that go way back, all the way to late 2006. And by the way, there apparently was a bug that was causing it, so you could not get archives prior to 2008. I discovered that today. By the way, if you find bugs before I do, feel free to report them over at bugs.freetalklive.com.
But if you want, you can go all the way back. We fixed that bug now. You can go all the way back to late 06 and download as many archives as you would like, all for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. You can download their free Bitcoin software and be using it in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government agency. That means no fees for sending money. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And you should see this movie no matter what. It's weusecoins.org. I shouldn't say movie. It's a short video. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com.
So we're talking about a disturbing story, and it's disturbing in more than one way. It's disturbing in regards to its subject matter, because it has to do with scatology and
I'm disturbed.
And also bestiality.
I'm further disturbed.
Among other things. Those are just two of the things that this guy was involved in as far as his fetish site. We're talking about a pornographer named Ira Isaacs, who has now been convicted. The jury, by the way, voted 10-2 to convict him of federal obscenity charges, so-called.
How can they vote 10-2? I mean,
jury
usually
vote however they want.
Criminal case, you have to be found guilty by the sum total of your peers.
Oh, I'm sorry. This was the second trial. This was the mistrial.
Okay.
I'm looking into the Wikipedia page, and I don't think they have the update on his latest trial. So he was tried twice. There was a mistrial on both of those occasions. They then brought it back for a third try, and they got their convictions. Thanks for calling me on that, Mark. You're absolutely right. So this guy was involved in some really disturbing fetish porn. And he put him up on websites. Was looking over at his Wikipedia page.
Apparently, he participated in some of it too. So he's not just the purveyor of it. He's a user too.
That's right. Scatmovies.com was his website. That, of course, is down now that the feds have gone after him. But thanks to the wonders of the internet and archive.org, I was able to visit the website during the break as it appeared in 2004, prior to the prosecution of this man.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to clear it up for you, Allie. There's no way anyone could have stumbled across this website and been thinking that they had come across a hunting website that had something to do with the scat of animals. Because he is into animals and scat, but it's not a hunting website. And it's made pretty clear, especially on his zoo-related website as well, which has pictures of bestiality right there on the front page. So there's on the scat site, there's a woman on a toilet there on the front page, and there's a fairly prominent warning right at the top. Hey, look, you're about to enter a scat website. You probably want to turn around now, unless that's what you're looking for. So
it was a warning just like that, too.
This guy is not trying to fool anybody into buying his product. He's marketing his very bizarre, twisted, deviant sexual products to the people that are interested in them. And so, what's the problem? Really? Who cares? I don't know about you, but I don't want any of my money going to put a man like this in jail. How's that going to solve anything? How's that going to make anyone's life better? Is that going to stop scat porn from being made?
No. I mean, the scat porn is still available on the internet right now. This one trial here that took three different trials in order to...
Over 5 years?
Over 5 years. I can only imagine the amount of money, taxpayer money, that was spent on going after this guy.
Huge.
And what has it done except create a job opportunity for the next poo-poo porn maker?
Don't you think it's going to send a message, Mark, to all the would-be scat pornographers out there and zoophiles?
Move out of the United States. That's the message it's sent.
So really, if you know someone could make up any kind of porn they wanted to, if there's no demand for people to see that kind
sure.
of porn, no one's going to watch it. So what the jury is really looking at is, I'm just so they screened the videos at the trial, and they're just thinking, they're so disgusted that anyone would
sure.
like something like this, that they might as well just, you know, send this guy to jail over
being
a part of it.
To hell with free speech.
Right.
To hell with free speech. We're disturbed by what it is that you're doing, mister, and so we're going to put you in a cage. This is how insane this country has become. Now, what is it that he's facing as far as a punishment? Has he been sentenced yet? Do you know if that's revealed here?
I do not think he's been sentenced, but I'll continue to look to make sure.
Yeah, let's get some more from this this piece here. What's the source on this? LA Times?
LA Times blog.
Do you want to share more? Is there more that that you can share?
Yeah, there's more. So the 7-woman, 5-panel deliberate deliberated for less than 2 hours Friday after a week-long trial, the bulk of which was made up of screening of the 4 films. So I guess this whole week they're
the
just watching.
The bulk of the trial.
Right.
Meaning they actually screened the full film. Do you really need to see the whole thing to get an idea for what was going on? A short clip would have been, I think, sufficient.
2 were Isaac's creations, and 2 were films he imported from Japan and distributed.
Yes. In fact, that might have been, let's see, they had Gang Bang Horse were involved there, and then, yeah, a couple other things, probably shouldn't mention their titles. Anyway, go ahead.
So Isaac's first trial in 2008 was halted after the judge recused himself following a Times report that the judge's personal website contained some sexually explicit material. Isaac's second trial earlier this year ended in a mistrial after jurors deadlocked to 10-2 in favor of guilt. So what you guys were talking about. Isaac took the stand in his own defense this week, which I like that he defended himself, as he did in his March trial, saying his intent was to create, quote, shock art inspired by authors and artists including Frank Kafka and Marcel Duchamp.
Isn't it Franz Kafka?
Franz.
Franz,
sorry. He says, I'm an artist, and my stuff is art because I say it is, he said.
Yep.
Art is what artists do. I like how he's blunt about it.
Well, right, and art is usually, like, a lot of art is very controversial. I mean, art that is controversial is going to get more attention. Art that is bland, who cares?
And when you think about this for a second, I think that the government's art program is, where they dole out money to artists.
Right.
This has turned people against art even more thoroughly. A lot of people feel jilted by modern art or whatever, performance art, because this isn't real art. Where are the horses and the trees? But at the same time, these same people, their tax money, small amount, is going to fund this kind of stuff. And then when you see things like what is the old one, Piss Christ, where somebody took a they sort of took a picture of a glass full of urine with a crucifix in it, and they called that art. Well, I don't care what you call art. I do care whether or not you get a government grant to make it.
This guy was not working with government money. He was doing his own thing.
But people have been turned. But people don't pay attention. They're not really tuned in. All they know is that people have been sort of generally turned against art more thoroughly because the government forces us to fund some of it.
Let's continue here in moments. Want to hear from you.
Isn't it crazy that the government pays for something called Piss Christ, but then throws a guy in jail for selling urine porn?
Yeah, it's crazy. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, one of his videos was Japanese Doggy Three-Way. 855-450-FREE. Now, if you're someone who thinks this guy should go to jail, I want to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49. And a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and our features include the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can access our mobile site at m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to listen in on our live streams, which we have there available to you around the clock. Plus, you can grab the podcast over at m.freetalklive.com, and we'll link you to the software you need to do those things, m.freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's pork as in porcupine, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Doesn't have to do with bestiality, trust me. It's a really cool festival where there are, for an entire week in the woods in northern New Hampshire, there are hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people hanging out. It's a great socializing and networking occasion. There's family fun. In fact, this year, the family activity is going to be expanded even more so than years previous.
Yep.
In addition, there's also adult-style parties. The Big Gay Dance Party is going to be in its third year this year, which is a lot of fun. I went to to the Gay Dance Party last year, and it was a blast. And there's more than that, of course. Plenty of live bands will be there. There are going to be, I believe, a comedian. I believe JJ is bringing at least one comedian back. I know JJ, our Thursday night co-host, is in charge of all of the musical and comedy acts at Porkfest this year, as he was last year.
And there'll be a roast.
That's right. I believe Chris Lawless, the organizer of the Liberty Forum, one of the super activists up here in New Hampshire, is going to be roasted. In addition,
Ron Paul's giant.
That's right. In addition to that, there will be karaoke. There's going to be the Soapbox Idol, which is kind of a rant, open mic rant competition. Free Talk Live, we're going to be broadcasting live there every single night. There's Agra Alley, where people will be selling various different wares, including completely unpermitted products such as food. It's just going to be a good time. So if you love liberty,
If you understand what freedom's all about, and you want to be around other people that get it, this is the place to go. Go to porkfest.com. You can still get the early bird discount for the next few days, right up through the end of this month, over at Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's coming up, though. We're talking about less than 2 months from now. So get on it, porkfest.com. All right, we've been talking about a disturbing story, and it's really sick. I mean, the dude that is involved here, he's a porn purveyor and actor and acts in his own films, which have to do with bestiality and scatology, as well as other nasty things like vomiting and other bodily fluids that normally you would not want to ingest.
Double yuck.
Or encounter or rub all over you or whatever it is that they do with these things. But as despicable as we behind these microphones may find this behavior or these movies, which thankfully we haven't seen, but the jury was forced to see, as despicable as we may find them, in order to have free speech, we have to allow others to be free. And that means allowing things that would normally gross us out, or we would find detestable, or we find absolutely offensive. That doesn't mean you have to watch it.
You have to watch it if the government brings the case against them, and that's what the prosecution did in this circumstance. This trial went on for how many days?
Went on for a week.
For a week.
They tortured this jury.
Right. The jury had to watch every one of these films, or you know, the selected ones.
It's
of
horrifying.
These films. Can you imagine? Over.
No.
That's. I mean, just awful.
I mean, yeah. By the time you're done watching all those films, of course you want to throw the person in jail. But seriously, there's a difference between. Like, just because you're against something, you can rail against this kind of porn, and that's totally different than wanting to make it illegal. There's a difference between wanting something to be illegal and wanting not accepting something or being against something. So just because
I am thoroughly against this.
Mark is a great example.
I'm against the porn, but I'm more against putting this man in a jail cell.
Agreed.
Right.
And I think you made a good point, Mark, that the jury in this case, being forced to watch this
right.
absolutely vomit-inducing kind of film.
The sad thing about America today is, you know, you used to look at jury trials, and I think, this is speculation from what I've been looked at in the past, is I think that juries in the past were more interested in freedom. I think that Americans have just become lax about the ideas of freedom. And sadly, this guy.
Wait a minute. What makes you think it was more
because
more like
there
that
were
in the past?
Better jury results in the past regarding trials. I mean, you know, just looking at them.
How do you know you're not just hearing more about the better ones
you're
rather
right.
than living through that?
And it's possible.
So you've got this jury being forced to watch these films. By the way, Mark, we've pulled up Two Girls, One Cup in this studio
God,
before.
Oh, God, that was awful.
I mean, you don't have to watch that for more than 30 seconds.
I know I didn't watch it for more than 30 seconds.
To be completely disgusted. Can you imagine having to watch 90 minutes of something like that? Something that is probably even more offensive than Two Girls, One Cup.
Because it's meant for people that are into that kind of thing.
Right. Well,
if you made me
so
sit through
cup,
a horror film, I would feel exactly the same way. I don't like horror movies. I don't even like horror movie commercials coming on because I'm so sensitive to it. So, yeah, don't force me to watch a horror movie and expect me to think rationally about it afterwards.
Luckily, you aren't forced to. You can turn it off.
Luckily, I'm not forced to.
And no
also,
one
a horror movie. You know, part of the nature of a horror movie is they can only get you so many times inside the movie. They can only jump out and get you just a couple of times during the movie.
I'm scared the entire time.
Agreed.
Oh my.
But it's because if it was jumping out every 3 minutes, then it wouldn't be scary anymore. And that's
sure.
the nature of horror.
But
however,
I think it's going to happen every 3 seconds.
I gotcha. It is clear it has
what
damaged
happened
you.
To you? How did you get damaged like that?
I just hate horror. I've always been
was
really.
Was it something when you were a little girl?
Like, no, I don't think. I don't. If it is, then I haven't retraced my childhood in such a way.
But the nature of scat porn is they're going to fill as much of the time up in with whatever it is that you want to buy that makes the good scat film from the standpoint of somebody who is willing
right.
to part with however many dollars.
If you're
dollars.
Looking to buy a scat film, you don't want a scat film that has 2 minutes of scat in a 90-minute film.
Right, whereas a horror movie is only going to have two or three jump-out scenes where they go, bah!
Yeah.
You know, and get you, which I find to be the worst part of it.
So, is there more that you wanted to highlight from your news article here, LATimes.com, about this porno?
I wanted to share what the Department of Justice prosecutor said to his defense, Isaac's defense, that he's an artist and his stuff is art because he says it is. They said, obviously simply a desperate attempt by the defendant to avoid being held accountable under the law.
I feel like it's a desperate attempt because I don't think it's really, you know, I don't personally view this as art. But if somebody claims their stuff as art, how are you going to claim otherwise? Art is this funny little term that you really can't, you know, I don't view it as art.
Right.
I view it as scat porn.
Well, that's the
but
thing.
I think that you should be free to make scat porn if you want, because the First Amendment protects free speech and freedom of the press. He's producing something in the area of media, and I know that you need these protections in order to protect unpopular speech.
Right. That's part of the problem with these laws they make in which there's no victim, because they use words that, you know, are subjective.
Obscenity.
Under the legal definition of obscenity, the material in question must have no serious artistic, scientific, literary, or political value in addition to appealing to prurient interests and being offensive by community standards. So that's an attack on the First Amendment right there. There's
Truly.
Nothing that's fair about that.
Sure.
By the way,
right. It's not First Amendment if the community is upset.
Right. And the whole idea of obscenity, that definition is just always just so nebulous. It's so easy for them to fit anything that they don't like inside that definition of obscenity. You find a jury of average people that are going to be offended by whatever it is the so-called obscenity is, and then you turn them loose and they find somebody guilty.
Right. And the jury doesn't have the option of holding the prosecution in any way, shape, or form guilty in this. If the prosecutor could be put, like, this is the thing that bothers me about criminal charges in these certain circumstances. If you have a civil case where somebody's coming in and, you know, they're making a case, they've got skin in the game. They've hired a lawyer. They're saying that this other person has jilted them in some way, shape, or form. I mean, you can hold them responsible in this way. All kinds of different things. You know, you can, lawyer's fees, that kind of thing. The prosecution in a criminal case has no skin in the game. If they lose,
no.
They go home. Their life hasn't changed one whit.
That's right.
I mean, even if court costs or fees are imposed, they don't have to pay them. The taxpayer does.
AVN is the adult video news website, and they have a report on this that has a little bit of detail on what happened during jury deliberations. Give you an idea of what the jury was thinking based on the questions they were asking the judge during deliberations, because usually a jury can come out with questions to clarify. So we'll come back and share those with you as well. 855-450-FREE, you can take control. Do you think that this guy should go to jail? Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming, for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you'll find there. And they are completely free. Now, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find out how to get a free bumper sticker, as well as you can download web graphics for your website. You can have a banner for Free Talk Live. You can also download high-res graphics with which you can, I don't know, make T-shirts or whatever you want to do with our high-res graphics. You can do that over at promote.freetalklive.com, plus flyers you can print out and more. Promote.freetalklive.com. Ian here with you tonight.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie's here courtesy of her very own radio show, Ladies in Keene, which you can hear over at Ladies in Keene. That's K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeene.com. It's produced once a week, so it's pretty easy to consume. And you get more Allie over at ladiesinkeene.com. We are talking about a disturbing story. Probably the most disturbing story you'll hear all week, because it's about scat and bestiality, and what, how it is that those particular fetishes have gotten one porn producer, what was it, Ira Isaacs?
Yes.
Possibly put in jail.
Found guilty.
He's been found guilty, a federal so-called obscenity charges after a 45-minute, about a two-hour deliberation by a jury of his so-called peers. They found him guilty. He is now facing years in prison. According to this news story at AVN, that's AVN.com, he was visibly shaken as the jury foreman read the guilty verdicts on the five counts, each of which could net him 5 years in what may end up being a minimum security federal prison. But prison's prison.
Yeah.
You don't get to run your own life when you're in prison.
I had a friend who was in minimum security federal prison, and actually there was just a line on the ground. They didn't even have a fence.
So I don't know what the sentencing is going to be here. It's going to be several months before he is sentenced. August 6th is when he's going to be sentenced. Hopefully we'll hear again an update on this story at that time as to what will happen to him. But this guy shouldn't have even had to spend the time in the courtroom, let alone whatever time they're going to put him in behind bars for this.
Agreed.
I don't agree with scat and bestiality. I find it despicable, but that doesn't mean I think it should be prohibited. I don't think that people who are speaking things that I find disgusting, I think the KKK is disgusting. I think racism's gross. I don't like any of these things, but I can just choose to not associate with them.
We mostly talked about scat porn here and haven't touched on the bestiality thing. I think that bestiality is animal abuse. Now, I'm not of the opinion.
What if the dog or the horse is doing the act?
I think it's, you know, certainly it depends on the issue. If the animal is being caused harm, in my opinion, it's animal abuse. But I still don't think that people should, that we should have the legal system dealing with that.
Because, so it should be, okay, so you're not saying it should be illegal to harm an animal?
Well, the reason is because to one person's animal abuse is another person's, you know, slaughterhouse.
Some people think that killing an animal for any purpose is abuse. Some people think that keeping an animal in your house is abuse.
Sure.
So where do you draw the line there? I think that, right, Mark, that when it comes to animals and alleged abuse, I think that needs to be handled in the court of public opinion, that people should be ostracizing people that they feel are doing wrong to their animals. Like, oh, well, if
look,
I find out.
It's been pretty successful with, I mean, you don't have kangaroo boxing anymore. And that pretty much, you know, I mean, I'd say that the animal activists, I don't know if it's illegal. It probably is illegal. But I'd say that, you know, if somebody was doing that, it wouldn't be real popular. Even bull fighting is gone.
Let me give you a look into this jury here and what they were doing. According to AVN.com, the quick verdict was a slight surprise because after deliberating for about 45 minutes, the jury foreman sent two notes out to the judge, the first asking for a definition of the term morbid, which had been used in the court's definition of prurient interest, which had been defined for the jury as a morbid, degrading, and unhealthful interest in sex or excretion. The second note asked whether the charged material had to fit all three descriptive terms in that definition in order for them to find him guilty. So this shows that the jury's doing what most juries doing, what most juries do. They're looking at the law, they're looking at the charging document, and they're determining, well, does this man's what he did, does this fit what these words on this piece of paper say? They're not asking themselves, what about the Constitution? What about freedom of speech? Does this law contradict the freedom of speech? If so, shouldn't we throw this law out? Shouldn't we find this guy not guilty? Use our power of jury nullification to find this guy not guilty because this law is a clear violation of the founding precepts of this country? They're not talking about those things. They're just, you know, nitpicking over the little details and the facts of the case, which is exactly what the state agents want you to think. That's what they want you to do. That's the whole jury system is built around this myth that the jury is only supposed to look at the definition of the law and the facts in the case and decide whether they fit. But that's not true. There's also jury nullification, which means that you as a juror can vote not guilty based on your conscience.
Wouldn't get you home as quickly.
True. If you walk into, well, hopefully we're talking to people that have some principles. If you walk into a courtroom and they're presenting a case to you and it looks open and shut from the facts, like, yep, this guy made porn, yep, it's obscene, yep, blah, 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 okay, yep, he's got a bunch of pot on him, or whatever. If you look at these cases and it's crystal clear, they broke the law as it's written, it doesn't matter. You can still find that person not guilty because if you're like me and you give a damn about freedom, you can exert that. You can vote your right of conscience and you can find that person not guilty. Doesn't matter what evidence they have amounted against him. It matters what you think. It matters what you feel.
Sure.
But these jurors don't, you know, they didn't know that. And if they knew it, they didn't care. Because we've had juries up here that have been informed of jury nullification, but yet went ahead and found people guilty anyway.
Don't seem to care much.
Nope. And for whatever the reasons were, we don't know, right? In some cases, one juror told us, occasionally we'll get to actually interview a juror. It's very rare that one of them wants to talk about what they've done to another human being. But in one case, Juror Jim Tells All, if you look in YouTube for Juror Jim Tells All, you can actually find one interview with a juror after they found our peaceful friend Jim Johnson guilty in the trespass case where he was just protesting in a jail. And he mentioned that he might have been more likely to find him not guilty had constitutional issues been brought up. But, you know, you can bring up the Constitution, too, and it's not necessarily going to work on somebody. It's just so sad. It's just tragic to see this happen. And no one has, by the way, called to say they think this man should be put in a jail cell. But I know you exist. I know you're out there. Obviously, somebody supports these obscenity laws that are putting peaceful people behind bars for making porn that they don't like.
When I tried to bring up constitutional issues in my trial recently, they didn't want to hear them at all.
Well, this was not a jury trial.
Agreed, but I'm just pointing out. But the judge has the same ability. The judge is supposed to judge the law himself. I mean, it's 1,000 years of jurisprudence. It's called, I mean, the J's in front of these things all refer to justice, but they talk about just enforcing the law. And they can't abdicate their responsibility towards justice because of the law.
Well, but it's their job to get conviction. It's their job to do the state spitting, not what's right and what, you know, not to do what's right. In fact, Mark, it's interesting you bring that up because Michelle Seven was in court this week, and she was at a bench trial where it was a judge, no jury. She was charged with not registering her car,
mm-hmm.
and she decided to take this to trial because she believes in the right to travel. She believes the idea that you don't have to ask some government bureaucrat's permission to go from point A to point B as long as you're going to do it safely. And so she took this to trial. I think she did a pretty good job, all things considered. But toward the end of the trial, she actually asked the man in the robe to use his power to nullify this law.
Agreed.
And he laughed at her.
No, it was the same. It was the same guy.
That's right.
I mean, you know, he has no intention of doing that.
Nope.
I mean, the same rube ruled on a case before mine, before it was rested, and likely had to abdicate his ruling as a result.
Laughter is a funny emotion because it sort of represents uncomfortability, and yeah. I think
it can.
Yeah, I mean, he could have just been laughing because he's like, "Oh, you silly free
crazy woman,"
or whatever, but. You know, I think to some extent he realizes that that's a possibility, but he laughs because he knows that he would never do that with the incentives he has.
Yeah,
that's
the incentives certainly aren't there.
Well, he's going to lose his judgeship if he starts overturning, starts overturning bad laws.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long.
You don't know how long it would be until he loses his judgeship?
Right.
I don't either, but it's as soon as they got wind up at the Attorney General's office, they'd probably put the word out fast.
Can they really get rid of a judge at that point?
They'd
don't act like they can.
Put the screws to the governor or something. There must be some process for them to get rid of this judge.
I think they're the only way to get... I don't know.
They act like they can't get rid of cops either, but when that lady cop pulled some other cops off of this guy they were beating up, they fired her.
They went right
Apparently
after.
It's not that hard, as long as she can prove that she went against the...
The brotherhood.
You know, brotherhood, basically.
Right. Yeah. God, I saw two Thin Blue Line bumper stickers while I was out driving today. Made me sick.
Yeah, it's really a gang symbol. These Thin Blue Line stickers are the stickers that, I guess law enforcement use to identify each other. They're black and blue. They're black with a blue line across
them. It's a horizontal blue line.
And, I mean, you know, under any other circumstance, they'd be called a gang symbol. But because they're for law enforcement, then it's just fine. And we know why they're there. They're supposed to be cop repellent. Please don't give me a ticket. I mean, you know, people, fire departments, why do you think firefighters put the that multi cross in the back of the bumper sticker? They want tickets.
We're out of time for tonight. So we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Remember, if you don't support the free speech of those who are saying disgusting things, eventually they might take your speech away too. See you tomorrow.
Fabulous prize drives for free.
JacksDice.com.
Where you could buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob's.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. Jack's Dice is
in every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.